My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I don't know how many teams look at it offensively, but I think that you said it as about as good as anybody could say it with reason, is we tend to overreact to everything because, guys, we scrounge for news. And so Lyman and I are on the phone together going, is this an overreaction or is this something that's real? Like Deshaun Watson yesterday where, news to me that I was starting against or I was playing against Seattle. And it's like, well, how did you know? I'm trying to have fun with it. I can't imagine they didn't discuss what a plan was because of what we were saying about the offense yesterday, where the offense, according to Matt Collar from Minnesota reports over with overtime with Jonathan Peterlin, our buddy Matt was very, very complimentary of the Vikings defense and certainly ripped the Browns offense apart. Well, the Browns offense is installing a different look of an offense. My issue with it, and this is where you kind of put it in the back of your head, Anthony, I don't want to get a month into the season, be 2-2, and all of a sudden we're talking about, hey, you know what? Kevin Stefanski needs to take control of this offense. Kevin Stefanski might be a good play caller, but let's go back to the Kevin Stefanski offense. We're not protecting Deshaun. We're not doing this and that and the other. I don't want to get to that level. And this is what makes the Seattle game so much more important. Not important to go out there, and it'd be great if they go and he's 7-8 for a touchdown and he hangs his helmet up and, hey, off we go into the 2024 season. Be awesome. But that's not necessarily what I'm looking for. I'm looking for what I can see on the field that's going to help us learn to get ready for the Dallas Cowboys and for the 2024 campaign. That's what scrimmages are about. That's what it's about. What's going to make me learn? There will be some telltale signs of how certain position groups may go in that game against Seattle next week. But there's also a lot of, all right, we saw this look. We're responding to this, or, hey, you know what? We worked on this in practice. You see how this works? Do you get it now when we have these conversations? Like, hey, you were worried about this, but do you see what this offense is? When you do it and you follow it, this is what can happen in the offense. These are things that they need to discuss. That's what makes next week very important.
Yeah, I would say so, especially considering, look, the start of training camp, again, down in West Virginia, so fans aren't able to see any of that, so we're reliant, almost overly reliant on any breadcrumbs that come out of there. Then they come home and Deshaun Watson's still not really throwing full throttle, full go every single day. And then you get these matchups with this year. It's the Minnesota Vikings. Not a lot of people there, right? That can be able to take all that in. So again, we're relying on the reports. And then you played last segment. We played the gentleman from Minnesota, Matt Collar, and he says, oh, it was a train wreck. The Browns' offense was a total train wreck. By the way, we should say, so was Minnesota's offense. Our defense has looked great. Have you seen the locking up of the very talented wide receivers for the Minnesota Vikings?
Yes.
It's got to make you feel good.
I absolutely love it. So there's been some things that haven't been so great. There's been some things that have been very, very good with the defense. Offensively, yeah, it needs to come together a little bit better. But worry on the offensive side, I'm not there yet. And I don't want to act like I'm worried about it just because it's August 16th. We're getting ready for a game on Saturday that I'll play the Daryl audio coming up in a minute because I want to get to these calls. But we're getting ready for a game on Saturday that does not have a lot of zest to it. I'm not just going to sit there and scrape and get worked up just to have something to talk about when it comes to the Cleveland Browns. That ain't going to happen. So what you're saying makes a hell of a lot of sense here. 216-474-0092. Heath and Medina, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Heath.
Hi, how are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing wonderful. Go ahead.
So I just had this thought. Would you guys rather have, like, the situation we're having with Deshaun Watson and he's struggling, but also have the reliance of Nick Chubb coming back from his injury, or have, I don't know how Baltimore is doing in the preseason, but I think I would have a lot more confidence in having Lamar Jackson be my quarterback. But at the same time, I'm also not a fan of having Derrick Henry as my running back. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
What are you talking about?
Like, I like the situation the Browns are in just because I think Nick Chubb will carry us, even though Deshaun Watson sucks. But Lamar Jackson...
Been a while.
Hey, guess what?
Been a while. Been a while. We're into the football season.
I haven't even really been thinking all that much about the other teams at this point. I know for what we do and talking about the AFC North, we go around the AFC North. Mm-hmm. We do, you know, bring up any newsworthy headlines. But right now I'm like so focused on, you know, where the Browns are at and trying to figure out, even forget about like whether or not the offense is coming together. I'm thinking about what does this offense even look like? And that's why anytime we have on any of our guests, whether it's Daryl, Mary Kay, Zach Jackson, I'm trying to figure out like what is going to be the big difference. You mentioned something last segment that I hadn't even really thought about all that much.
What was that?
Which is, let's say they stumble out of the gates with this offense. Will there be any thought to, all right, let's scrap some of this.
There will be here.
Let's go
there
back to here. What they were doing last year.
They can't. They cannot. Even if it's a month in, it's got to look completely listless. There's got to be guys throwing their helmets down on the sideline. They got to be 1-3. Like, that's the way it's got to be. I'm telling you. That's the only way that any of us should ever entertain something like that. It has to be that frustrating of an experience. Because when you do something like that, then you're everything that Kevin Stefanski has done has been good, rational leadership. Not strong-willed, not heavy-fisted, none of the other stuff. I'm talking, he's not like Parcells out there, obviously. It's been logical. It's made sense in the long run. At times it didn't make sense, and I've had my big nut job crazy Monday after losses rants about it, but it's made sense in the long run. If you were to make such a rash move like that, then we'd sit there and be going, what are you doing? What are we standing for? What are we trying to save? It would make your quarterback look worse. Now we're just throwing anything we can against the wall to save this guy. So you've made your decision to bring in Ken Dorsey. You've made your decision to not scrap the previous offense. I think I see a mix here at times. But to have a new look offense, and Kevin Stefanski is going to call plays from those concepts that Ken Dorsey brings. You've made that decision. You live and die by that decision. You might get to a level where it's halfway through or three quarters of the way through, and boy, this just ain't working. But by then, the horse has probably already left the barn. There might be calls here from the fans to get rid of that, to go in a different direction, go back to the old Stefanski system, whatever it might be, who knows. But you can't do that. You've made your decision. You have to have some stability here because it's a talented football team, but it's a talented football team that has a finite window. A finite window with the contracts. So you can't waste any time here. And if you make a change, if you were to make a change halfway through, or like even you go, all right, Ken Dorsey's staying, but we're changing up offenses again, and we're going back to the Stefanski way, and we're going to try to protect Deshaun Watson and really have him do things that he doesn't naturally do, which probably ain't going to help him begin with, it would sound even more desperate. You're going to have a lot of problems here because you're wasting everybody's time. And so I hope that that just doesn't become a conversation piece. It is something to pay attention to. I'm not trying to say that everything's fine and we shouldn't even be talking about it. We shouldn't even be paying attention to it. It should be paid attention to that the Vikings in 2 days, over those 2 days, were consistently good defensively against our offense. It's explainable, but it shouldn't be something we freak out against when you have good talent, but you're putting them within a new offense. But the regular season is still a few weeks away. You have this preseason game. You have the preseason game against Seattle is what I'm talking about here. You got to get them figured out.
Well, and obviously the hope is that we're sitting
learn
there.
From it then.
We're sitting there at the end of the Dallas game. The Browns are 1-0. The offense looks exactly what we could have ever hoped for and imagined. And after the game, they're saying, yeah, we had to buckle down after that Minnesota Vikings experience. We didn't like the way that tasted. We knew that was going to jumpstart us and get us to where we were all on the same page on that stuff. Because that is what happens sometimes. I mean, you do hear about that.
So the game against Seattle is very important. It seems that the game tomorrow is something to get some guys on tape to see what guys might fill out special teams, to see what guys might be backups in the secondary. Maybe we find wide receivers 5, 6, or 7, depending on how many they keep. Darrell Ryder, he sees it differently here about tomorrow.
Saturday night will be scoop your eyeballs out with a spoon night. It'll be DTR in the first half, Tyler Huntley in the second half, and lots of Jameis Winston cheering on the sidelines.
And for the first time ever, Mitch Spinell is going to his first ever Browns game.
All
He's
right.
How old are you, 26?
26.
Does it count as your first ever Browns game if Darrell says scoop your eyes out night?
I think crossing into the stadium makes it count as like going to a game, even though it's not an official win-loss.
Have you ever been in the stadium?
No, I've been just outside the stadium for like work events, but not inside, never.
Oh, this is incredible.
You know what we've tapped into here?
On Scoop Your Eyeballs night?
No, on Scoop Your Eyeballs out night. Mitch is going to have the ground. Hey, I'm serious. You need to keep it. I don't know how you keep notes. I wouldn't imagine you'd take a notepad in there.
Live diary.
I need to hear what he observes on Monday with that stadium.
He won't be able to see.
Fresh eyes on the stadium.
Can you walk with your phone?
Freshly re-scooped.
Yes.
And just use that microphone function and just leave little notes to yourself.
Yes.
And then we can play them on the air as you're experiencing them.
Like Aunt Jenny is your aunt. What you gotta give us an idea what you feel about the stadium when you go in.
As he's walking down either East 9th or West 3rd and says, boy, it'd be nice to have a land bridge in between the middle of these.
But does the preseason count? We know it doesn't count towards the standings, and all you guys say it doesn't matter. Does it count for your first football game?
Yeah, hell yeah, it does. Come on.
Owen said no.
Go to the Muni lot. You can start out with the Muni lot.
He's going with his parents. You think they're going to the Muni lot?
He goes everywhere with them.
No,
Kenny Bunkport,
no,
Maine, to the Muni lot.
This is not with parents.
Oh, this is by yourself?
With a friend.
You're going with a friend?
Yeah. I have friends.
At halftime, he realizes he can't afford any of the drinks, and he leaves a note and says, boy, it'd be nice to be back in Kenny Bunkport, Maine, where I didn't have to pay for these drinks.
It's a very special day for Mitch. Even though his dad's not taking him up there, it will be a little bit rainy tomorrow. 40% chance.
I'll bring an umbrella.
Could have some rain. Oh, he'll bring an umbrella. It's good.
Cloudy with a chance of eyeballs.
Saturday night will be scoop your...
Are you allowed to bring an umbrella to the stadium? I don't think you are.
It depends what kind. I had to leave one outside of Progressive Field.
I'm sure it'll be there when you walk out.
Well, those things just travel the world in different hands.
Fans are not permitted to carry umbrellas into the stadium, so there you go.
See, if you would have been to a...
Listen how deflated he was just there.
If you would have been to a game before, you would have known that. But Mitch is 26 years old. He's going to his first... What, to some people, I can't say his first Browns game. To a lot of people, I can only say his first event inside Browns Stadium. I can't. I put it out there on social media. 216-474-0092. Does a preseason game count as a first Browns game for a grown man? So far, 88% of voters have said no.
It is a different feel, there's no doubt. But I have no problem if this is his first game. He's excited about it. He gets to be in that stadium. Now, I'll tell you what probably is partially deflating. For a month, we've talked about how bad the stadium is and how amazing this dome could be. So does that weigh into it too? Like when I first got to go to Municipal Stadium, I didn't know it was a dump. I didn't know. I found out very quickly.
Yeah. How old were you?
Had to be 7. Yeah.
Seven and a half. Were you looking at...
I was amazed.
Architectural development of
it was
even
the Roman,
your own house that you
lived
in?
I thought it was the Roman
Same
Coliseum. I was downtown.
Yep.
And downtown, let's be honest, my parents told me all the time we were afraid to go downtown.
I also thought chicken
where we
nuggets
lived.
Were a delicacy, probably.
There so, was a...
So to feast your eyes on that for the very first time was amazing.
Your parents said, Johnny's on Fulton. You said, no, Tyson, please.
Right, exactly.
The first time I ever actually went downtown in Public Square, I kind of did something that... is definitely of a different generation that I don't think I should describe on the radio. I think I should describe it on the podcast maybe next week. Remind me of that. Because definitely it's something you would not do in 2024 or really in the 2020s or really she shouldn't have done it in 1990. But either way, it was a different generation for her as best I could say it. The first time I ever went to the old stadium, it was I couldn't believe what I was seeing. The sign, the Indian sign, which is now at the Western Reserve Historical Society, is the biggest thing you ever saw.
Yeah.
The stadium was the biggest thing you ever saw. It was everything was basically see-through. I remember my dad, we had lower deck seats. My dad took me to the upper deck, and you had to walk across that bridge with the fencing there. And I'm 5 years old, so I'm reaching up over the fencing and things like that. Saw the whole field. You could see the lake out in the blue, the Marlboro sign, the whole thing. Speaking of Marlboro, welcome to Flavor Country coming up at 7:45 for Fix My Life. And then we sat down the third baseline. I've told that story a million times. I was 5 years old. It was the biggest structure I ever saw. And I didn't know... I'd been to Fawcett Stadium before. I'd only been to old stadiums. So I didn't know what a dump was and what a pristine stadium was.
And I don't think, quite frankly, people cared back then.
Yeah, and clearly, obviously, this is before. I didn't know what a nice stadium was until I first got into Jacobs Field. That was it.
None of these places had any comforts of luxury. Yeah. That wasn't part of the deal.
Yeah, it was here's your seats. There's concession stands and bathrooms and there are troughs for men. And you go in, you pay your whatever, your two bits, and you go out. That's what it was. And so now I want to know from Mitch. I'm dead serious about this. I want you to keep an open mind.
Sure.
And I want you to tell me, try to get there early. You got to get there early for preseason games anyway because they shut down the roads and it's a weird situation. So make sure you get there early. I want you to walk around, give me a full scope of what you think. Have an open mind and let everybody know what you think of the stadium.
How early is early enough for me to get there?
Well, the gates should open at around 2:30. And they start closing down the roads around 1, so like make sure.
I think you got to get down and drink around the warehouse district or go to the Muni lot.
Yeah, like, man, get down.
What else do you have to do?
That's the thing. My friend texted me the other day. It's like, hey, I'm going to pick you up. And I'm like, okay, what time? He goes, oh, about 3:30.
No.
I'm thinking to myself,
that's
nah.
way too
I mean,
late.
Unless
that's
he has something to
where,
do,
no.
then I might just have to drive myself.
Why? Is it because you guys have plans after the game?
Well, no, but I'd like to go out after the game since we're in the city.
Has your friend been to Browns games before?
Oh, yeah. He goes, like, I'm sure he goes to, like, every one.
So that's why I say it doesn't count, because his Sherpa for Browns games here doesn't even consider this to be a real Browns experience. The game is the game. There's a whole experience that makes it a Browns game, right?
There will be a kickoff and a triple zero.
I think
zero
pregame, honestly, Mitch, I think at this stage for you, and it's the first game, I think the pregame matters way more than the post.
Correct.
And I know it's a Saturday night, but I think you need to get there early. Go to some of these lots. People are so friendly. People start throwing beers at you to drink, like unless you're wearing Pittsburgh gear.
Don't wear that stupid Cowboys jersey that you have.
Or the Pittsburgh cap. Don't wear that either.
Don't wear the Pirates hat.
Won't wear the Pirates hat. Won't wear the Steelers jersey. Won't wear the Bengals hat that I have, the Ravens wristbands.
You have a Bengals hat?
There is nobody. Kenny, you'll attest to this, Owen. You've been there on game days.
You have all types of other things. I believe them.
There's no friendlier time in Cleveland than pregame if you're wearing the right gear.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to pay for a drink. If you just walk and you're normal, walk around and chant, "Here we go, Brownies." Like,
you can definitely pull that off.
And people will let you on their campers if you're in the Muni lot. Like, it's awesome.
Are we getting that in the preseason, though?
Yeah. Oh, there's...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Still there.
Oh, yeah,
it's not to the degree.
Okay.
Certainly not to the degree.
A couple preseason games and never attempt. I park in a different spot than I normally do during the regular season. Never have attempted to do any of those things.
It's not the borderline Caligula that you might see at the home opener.
Those have always been like Thursday night games, too, and so it's a little different.
But it's there. Like, as I was leaving the stadium on Saturday, this was like an hour, easily an hour and a half after the game. There was still a lot of people packing up and doing some stuff. It was still decently filled up over there in the Muni lot. So you could go over there to the Muni lot and have a good time.
It's a good dress rehearsal for you, for your actual real first Browns game that I hope you get in this year.
So it's not a real game?
No. Are you concerned with how the game ends, Mitch?
Not really, no.
And it's not a real game.
But here's the thing. I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford as good a seat to a regular season game as I am for this
that
one.
All depends.
That's correct. I'll say another thing. I talked to my kids about this. I have two of my boys that are like, I've never been to a Browns game. I'm like, we've taken you to the preseason tons of times. One of them played flag football at halftime during a preseason game. And I go, you were there on the field. He goes, oh, yeah, I forgot all about that. And he was in fourth grade when that happened.
You wait until the weather gets rough at the end of the season. If they're really good, it's going to cost all the gold in Straws Vegas. If they're really bad, Lima knows this and I know this. At one point, we were having the great giveaway on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was, $6.50 in money, with coins. There was a beer.
We were literally paying a listener to go to the game.
Lucy cigarettes. And the one guy wanted the beer, the cigarettes. We're going, are you going to the game? He's like, no. I go, you can't have the Lucy's and you can't have the beer unless you go to the game. That's the way it works. 216-474-0092. Mitch in Perry, Peter in Perrysburg to talk about
Mitch.
Come
a long way.
You're next up on the fan. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Peter.
I want to know, is Mitch going to buy a Minnesota Vikings hat?
Why is he going to buy a Minnesota Vikings hat?
Is he going to buy one for the game? I mean, people might be wearing those. He has to fit in.
Well, wait, does this count as a first game for him?
I mean, if he's the cash they accept for the beer he's going to buy is going to be real. So technically, yes, it's a real game. It's an exhibition game, but it's still a game. They're still counting score, I guess. It's not a real Browns game unless he goes to the Muni lot and he goes on opening day. Like, that should be his first game. Mitch, don't go to this game. Tell your friend to just kick rocks. Go to the opener.
No.
There you go, Peter. That's right.
It's a waste of time for you, dude. Don't.
That's like, right, Peter.
Peter, thank you.
What are you doing, man? I don't understand. Okay, here's what I want Mitch to do. I want Mitch to be lined up for week one in the Muni lot at 4 a.m. on Saturday morning, because that's how long it's going to take him to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And I want him to have the full fan experience of going to the Muni lot and have his friend carry him to the stadium and put him in his seat and then carry him out because he won't be able to stand.
But there
That's
is
what I want from Mitch.
There is something here. Peter, and thank you very much for the call. And I'll say this, and I want to get to this Guardians thought that you have. I'll say this. Mitch, you have a tremendous opportunity here. There are people, like over the last couple of days, we had the mayor of Brook Park on. We had Blaine Griffin on, the city council president of the city of Cleveland. We've had a lot of movers and shakers about the stadium thing. There have been people on either side. You just want the Browns to move so you have a better press box to sit in. Lyman and I are like, we don't like press boxes. But either way. And then there's people, they don't understand the tradition. The traditionalists don't understand what can be done. Mitch, you are you claim you're a Browns fan. I don't know. It's still a little mixed. But either way, you have virgin eyes on that stadium. I want you to take a walk around, get a sense, tell me about the experience throughout the day. You can be a impartial, quote-unquote, Browns fan, mostly Browns fan, and a person that could start to set the record straight on whether or not we need a new stadium or the stadium that we're in just right now is just fine. Okay?
Okay.
You're not the judge, jury, and executioner on the idea, but it would probably weigh a lot. This is a grown man who for the first time ever is going to walk into that stadium and see everything, and we're going to find out whether or not it holds up. What did you want to say about the Guardians fans out there?
I had noticed over the course, obviously, we've been getting into it a little bit about because Kenny's been so dialed into a lot of these games. I'm not treating them like life or death. I'm just enjoying the wins. And, you know, there's been this back and forth between the two of us. But one thing I've definitely noticed, the Guardians, as of today, do they still have the best record in baseball? Because I know they didn't play yesterday. But they were at least tied for it.
I'm just going to assume they still do.
Okay, just for the sake of argument. And I said, you know, this is the latest that a Cleveland sports team has had the best record in their sport. We had to go back to the Cavs, the first LeBron go-around. Yeah. And then before
that, 66 win team.
And before that, you had to go to the 95 Cleveland Indians. So this rarely happens that this late into the season, we're three-quarters of the way, we have the best record. And yet I feel like the fans are not as confident. They're not as cocky as I've seen other teams that did not have anything close to the best record. So what is it right now about this team that is making people so hesitant to puff their chests out?
Starting rotation? That's a guess. I don't know.
I think you're right. However, the pitching has gotten better.
Yeah, and Alex Cobb, it was great. Matt Boyd was great. I agreed with Chris Ostenheimer, who was on the midday show yesterday, where he's like, I need a couple more starts before I say this is a really good move for them.
I totally understand that, but that would only make sense to me if you're also pointing out the other teams in the American League and why their starting pitching is so much better. And I really don't think you can truly do that.
The Cleveland Indians in 2015, the year before they went to the World Series, they finished 81-80 that season. 81-80. They only played 161 that year. They had Carlos Santana, Jason Kipnis, Francisco Lindor, Michael Brantley on that team. Michael Bourne. Mm-hmm. They had Lonnie Chisenhall at that time was a name that we argued about. Like, you had guys in that team that were household names already in 2015. Like, these are still guys. Like, you have Jose Ramirez. He's the king of kings. And you have Stephen Kwan, where a lot of people were down on Stephen Kwan last year. No one wants to admit that. The Derry brothers will tell you.
Sophomore slump.
A lot of people were down on Stephen Kwan last year at the end of the season, and he's obviously come on strong this year. In that rotation, you had Trevor Bauer, don't even call. You had Corey Kluber. You had Carlos Carrasco at that time. You had guys in that rotation who were known names, known commodities in 2015. So when you get to 2016 and you finished over 500 in the year before, he'd already been to the postseason with Terry Francona. There was kind of this anticipation. Like, there might be, if they're at 72-49 next year, somewhere around the same thing, I bet there'd be a lot more cockiness at that time. Now, I haven't seen how the rest of this season plays out. Who knows?
Do you think
there'd be a lot more cockiness because we will have trusted the guys in this lineup more. We will have trusted the starting rotation more, so on and so forth.
Do you think it is just the fact that it's not Tito that even though, for the most part, we have loved
fan, maybe a little bit.
Vogt's yep. job, I know it's been more questioned over the last month and a half, even though, again, still best record in baseball,
mm-hmm.
that you can't just rely on, hey, we've got a guy that's won the World Series as a manager. We've got a guy that's been in this situation before.
Yep. Coming in hot at 940. 216-474-0092. Why aren't fans cocky? Why are they very humble? Why are they quiet right now about the rest of the Guardian season.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, Kenny, as you know, I only start drinking coffee once the show starts.
Yes,
you are somebody who drinks coffee right when you wake up.
Yep. I mean, I don't just get out of bed and start pounding the coffee, but yeah, basically.
Some people do. Yep. I mean, I've definitely seen some people do it. Well, today, for whatever reason, I got enough sleep last night. I was like falling asleep on the way in.
It would
be very, very dangerous.
It'll happen.
I have no idea why that happened.
Did you get too much sleep? Did you get too much?
I thought just enough.
If I sleep 9 hours, I'll be like, oh, God.
Yeah, that's happened.
I haven't done that in years.
So it got me to thinking because I have buddies who are adamant on some of these texting threads to start using Zyn or one of the alternatives. Now, I didn't understand the difference. I'm like, is that just, you know, the tobacco that people have been using for years? And they said, no, it's actually no tobacco in it. But there is nicotine. So have you tried this, Owen? Have you tried it? Because they are making it sound like it is the biggest jolt ever, especially someone like me that doesn't ever use it, and that it's going to wake me up. And it's not just going to wake me up. It's going to provide a pleasurable experience throughout the day.
92.3 The Fan, General's warning. This product does contain nicotine. Yeah. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Don't give it to kids. Owen, go ahead. Have you tried it?
I have not tried it. I do know several of my fellow, especially during baseball season, dads that had a tin of Zyn, a Zyn tin, and yeah, were ready to go at a moment's notice if we needed to get a little pep going during the game.
My buddies are making it sound like it is a must and it's become a way of life for them. I again, Kenny prefaced this in the segment by saying, kids, stay away from any of this. But we talk about alcohol all the time, and
yes,
alcohol is an addictive situation as well.
Yeah,
so I'm just wondering if it's worth, at my age, starting something like this seems a little ridiculous.
I am reading a story from NBC News. It says this. It's quoted in here from just a from a guy that they talked to on the street. He said it gives you a shot of dopamine, so you just feel a little energized, happier, and almost focused.
Are there any Zinners out there?
Yeah, I'd love to know and tell me if it's something I want to embrace or conversely stay away from. Because here's one of the benefits. You know, let's be honest. With, you know, remember you'd see baseball players spitting and it looks like it's not the cleanest thing for your mouth and oral hygiene. There's no spitting involved here.
It looks like
you just eventually swallow it. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently you do.
I mean, the other stuff I used to swallow, it would be it would be the end of the night.
Oh, I'll never forget. So I've dabbled in the other stuff from time to time over my life. Certainly, you know, I'm a fan of cigars, usually once a week. And then it gets too cold on cans because I can't smoke them in the house. But either way, I've tried Zyn once. I didn't get the jolt that other people said they got. Like, I don't want you to be taking, like, Reds, vitamin C, and cocaine, like trucking or anything like that. But like, I didn't get the jolt that people said. They were like, oh, you got to try this. My buddies was like, okay. And I tried. I was like, I'm not getting it. There was like a cinnamon one. It burned. They go, put it up in your upper lip if your bottom lips are. I'm like, yeah, my bottom lip got a little bit of fiberglass in it. So I put it in my upper lip, and now it was burning, but I didn't get a jolt. I just felt like this is a bit uncomfortable.
I mean, this says, and again, I'm Johns Hopkins. Users stick them between their lips and gums. They slowly release low levels of nicotine. They're absorbed into the bloodstream. Because pouches generally don't contain tobacco, there's no spitting, unlike older products like chew and snuff.
Okay. Let me ask this guy. Jared in North Ridgeville said, should Lima get on the Zyn?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I would recommend no, because it is highly addictive. I mean, I'm an avid Zinner. I chewed regular tobacco, Grizzly Straight Long Cut, for 8 years, and I have been on it for, I've been on it for 3 years now, the Zins. I used it as an alternative, and I like it way better. I mean, you know, you don't wake up with the bad taste in your mouth. It doesn't yellow your teeth. You don't have to spit it. It's not as much of a mess, but, I mean, I love them, but so much so I can't imagine I'd ever get off of them. I get almost a can a
customer
can
for
a day.
Life.
A can a day.
Yeah.
But it's not as expensive, right? It's not nearly as expensive, is it?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think they're like maybe $5.50 a can, but I'll tell you what. They've got these reward programs that are actually pretty nice. There's a QR code on the back. And
Hold on. I can't just go selling the Zyn, Jared. Yeah, hold on. Jared, thank you very much, even though you started saying to avoid the Zyn. I don't know enough about it. It seems to be a alternative to tobacco. Because my buddy, I got a buddy from back home. I don't condone this, kids. He started when he was 13, mm-hmm. and he stopped just earlier this year, January.
What did his oral surgeon say? I know so many guys that have had problems.
I mean, so many dentists were saying, I'm like, man, your mouth is going to fall apart here, bud. And it was just like, no, he couldn't. It was just a way of life. And my buddy who lives down in Nashville, he was doing it since he was 13. I mean, it was just the way it went. And now they're both on the Zyn. Nicole in Cleveland, hello.
Hey,
hi.
How's it going?
Not bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about the Zyn.
Do we have a female Zynner?
Yeah.
Whoa! Wow. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I've always liked it because I actually discovered it, honestly, like a couple of years ago, 2-3 years ago. And I've always liked it because it's better than smoking because no one knows that you're even doing it.
You were smoking before and you got on the Zyn?
No, actually, I was not a smoker, but I'm like, at least you can get away with doing this in the bar. Oh,
socially acceptable.
I dig. And you're not going to get sick on it.
It's not like chew, so you don't have to like spit in a cup.
Did you ever try chew?
No.
Oh, okay. I was at a pool hall one time, and this woman was dipping. It was an interesting experience.
No, I don't want that stuff. The Zyn, I mean, it's just like because you can get like a mint flavor. Yeah. And
do you get a jolt, Nicole? Yeah. Does it keep you up? Is it something I can hear a young one in the background, and obviously that can be very taxing, and you start to lose a lot of sleep.
Yeah, this little one is Mason. He's just a little guy. He's 3 months.
You didn't take my baby, did you?
What's that?
You didn't take my baby, did you?
No.
My baby's name is Mason.
No, she said it was Nathan.
Oh, I thought Mason.
The baby's name is Nathan.
Oh, good. Or did you take Mason and then change his name?
Well,
to throw me off the set.
Mel Gibson was in a movie about that once. Nicole.
Yeah, I named him off. I named him from.
Okay. Well, Nicole, thank you very much. That is very helpful. So what, have you made your decision?
No, not at all.
I wouldn't get on the Zyn if you weren't already on the Zyn. I'd stick to coffee, but coffee has its own problems, I'm sure. All right, real quick, Robert in Parma, hello.
Lima, if you have an addictive personality, this is not for you.
Go on.
I started at his bachelor party. A year and a half later, after he's been married, I never see him without that little circle in his pocket.
Now, Lima has been a person who likes to ski every now and then.
Oh, come on.
But
He likes to dabble.
Reckless speculation.
He dabbles in skiing, but I wouldn't call him Bodie Miller. I don't see him over a Brandywine all the
people
time.
People are going to believe this if you keep saying it.
What? You like to ski. What's the big deal? There's plenty of skiing going.
Maybe
Lindsey Vonn,
old Lima skiing
Robert,
a lot.
Thank you. Yeah.
New Lima's a father. He's got things going.
I'm a respected member of society.
I can only think of like 3 skiers, you're like one of them.
He keeps walking and he's like, gotta wax the skis again, Sarah. I gotta go back out to the garage.
One I can't mention because I'll end up in a meeting, but you get what I'm saying. All right, so you gonna go downstairs and get some Zyn?
I know, it's down there, and I saw the price, and I'm like, how could this be this cheap if there's this much goodness involved?
It's still a nicotine product, kids. Stay away from it. Surgeon General's warning.
And the one dude is sitting there on the phone saying, yeah, do not do it. But, man, I do it every day, and it's incredible.
But
and
you it get
is just an
to
amazing
it. It's the
experience.
Nicotine.
But don't do it.
But what if they stop making it all of a sudden? Like, I can't imagine. You know, it's like those vapes. I don't know. You get involved in that, and then all of a sudden you start to find out there's no way this is perfect. There's got to be something in the back of it that we don't know about yet.
Now, there's no way I could do it and host the show with you, right?
Maybe.
It is a Friday.
Yep.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!